Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place. Simple song.
Yeah.
From the bottom of my heart, Lord, I say,
to you. Can we lift our hands together one time? My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on and come to the table.
Do this song. It's called You Waited.
You came out your way. You sat down to speak to me. What amazing grace you've shown, so patiently, and you waited for me, just for me. Oh, this amazing grace you've shown, so patiently, you've shown, so patiently, and
yeah. Feels so good to make it this far. And I didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit. And I said, surely this is it. But I held on. And I've watched as so-called friends turned and walked away. And it hurt so much I didn't have words to say. But even when my day turns to night and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen, and all the moments I know, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you for my life. And I've watched you take my family from there to here. And when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus. And the moments I thought I'd fail, I was reminded of your nails. So I held on. And if I never live to see another day, there's nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, I thank you for my life. For my For every victory in you I've seen. Oh, and for the moment, God, I know you kept me. Yeah, Lord, I just thank you for my life. I realize some didn't make it. I could have been one of the ones.
My God, my God, my God. Yes, yes, yes. God, I thank you for my life. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Inspiration Factory. I'm your humble host for the evening, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And I'm joined this evening by Mr. Metaphoria, helping me with hosting duties tonight. Good evening, my brother. How you doing?
What's going down with you, man?
Hey, man, doing pretty good, man. Just listening to the music and just being reminded just how good God is, brother. How about you?
Yeah, like for real, the poet says, shining on both sides, she be coming in a Hyundai. You know, all the good stuff they say on Sundays.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are tuned in online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and by all means, please press 1. Paul will be back next Sunday. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to his name. We miss him, but he'll be back. He'll be back. So, my brother, how you feeling upon this evening, brother? You doing okay? Everything good with you? Did we lose Metaphoria? Did we lose your brother?
My phone froze up. Couldn't get it off mute.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
You know, yeah, the phone, dude, I called it something when it was froze. I can't say it on the Inspiration Factor.
Appreciate you, brother. Appreciate you, brother. That's right, that's right, that's right. This is a profanity-free platform, ladies and gentlemen, so please refrain
from no profanity here.
That, Absolutely. Absolutely. But
whoever you are, let that be understood. There's no exceptions for anybody, oops, I slipped or nothing like that. No, we're not doing that. It's a profanity-free show, and we're going to have some fun tonight, but it's going to be good, clean fun.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in true Inspiration Factory form, let us open the show up the right way in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just humbly come to you thanking you for our lives, Lord God. The devil has tried to take us out on many occasions, Lord God. But you did not allow that to happen because you saw fit for there was something left in us for us to still do. So, Father God, we thank you for that. Father God, we lift those up to you, Lord God, who are still fighting this COVID, Lord God. Father God, I ask that you touch them right now, Lord God, with your healing hands, Lord God. And Father God, because only you know the reason why you've allowed this thing to occur, Lord God. But Father God, we're trusting you, Lord God. Father God, I want to lift up every host, every poet, every caller, every listener that's battling something, Lord God. It may not be health. It may be finances. It may be mental, Lord God. But Father God, whatever they're battling, Lord God, I ask you to step in and intervene right now, Lord God. Father God, we ask prayers for our children right now, Lord God, that you keep covering them, Lord God. They see things that we don't see, Lord God, as parents, Lord God. But we know that you have them, Lord God, and we are entrusting them to you, Lord God, to keep your hedge of protection wrapped around them. And Father God, we'll be so careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Whew, man. My brother, did you bring a priest for us tonight for the Inspiration Factory?
No, I don't have a piece for the Inspiration Factory, and I'm going to tell you why. My phone had crashed, had all my work in it. So only stuff I have is the new stuff, and it's not appropriate, you know. But I will say this. I have an inspirational message to everybody listening and everybody called in and everything. Thank God you're still here. You know, COVID took a lot of people out, and a lot of other stuff that has taken people out. So no matter what your situation, you're still here. You know, be happy with your aches and pains because you can still feel them.
Yes.
I wake up with a bad back every morning, and I'm happy about it because I can still feel it. So sometimes you have to think about it. Just think to yourself, I'm going to stop complaining and just be happy that I'm still here.
Indeed. Indeed. That's a great inspirational message, my brother, because sometimes waking up with aches and pains, you're still here. You still can feel them.
Mm. Right.
Because there's some of us, man, who just, you know, I was just talking to my best friend today, and he'll be 47 in December, and he traveled down to North Carolina to see his family. It was his, they had a cookout. It was his cousin's 39th birthday, and they celebrated, had a good time. And he told me today that a few weeks later, his cousin's a truck driver, and he had contracted COVID, and his oxygen levels were really low. They went into emergency operation, and he didn't make it. He was against the vaccine, didn't want to get it, and COVID took his life, 39 years old. You know, I had to listen painfully to my best friend talk about this. And even though the vaccine is not 100%, I got it. My kids have gotten it. Think about your family. There have been so many people who have been against the vaccine, and they caught COVID and didn't make it. This is a second story that I'm hearing of it. But just be mindful. This disease is out here, and it's taking more lives. And there are other things that are taking lives too. I don't want to be remiss in discrediting those things either. But you're still here. After contracting COVID, I'm still here. The devil tried to get me, but I'm still here. So thank you for that inspirational message, David. I appreciate it. I did bring a piece.
One thing. Oh, you see, you came prepared. See, I'm like the guy that, like, I come in for communion, but I try to bring my own cup, and they won't let me fill it up. But some of us need a little more than others. Like, that little shot glass and half a cracker, it worked for a lot of people, but I do a lot Monday through Saturday. So Sundays, I need a little more. I didn't make it to church today. I tried to get a to-go cup of communion, but they wasn't having that either. They didn't let nobody deliver it. I guess I wasn't sick and shut in, but.
Yeah, no.
Don't hit them with your piece, though, man.
Absolutely. This piece is titled Trail of Blood. I didn't leave a trail of breadcrumbs, but I left a trail of blood for all to come. For the cross represents a love offering, because I see something. Something in your character you don't see yourself. Set aside your failing health. Trust and lean on me. See, I carry this old wood on my back, formed from an everlasting tree, a tree that did not know it would be me, that would honor mankind with the salvation. This tree was not hard to find, but the forgiveness of men from the penalty of sin, oh, holy is our God, leaving us left to applaud the gift of his grace and mercy. Lord has blessed us with his power to oversee the lives of his people. Look up to the steeple. Those breadcrumbs showed you my footprints. I left a tattooed imprint on your heart with my breath. And as I breathed life into man, a bloodbath from a different perspective. This bath washes you and is reflective of your royal priesthood and God's kingdom for good. Just accept me. I am Jesus, you see. And that's that piece.
That's what I'm talking about. Short, sweet, and to the point. See, I come to your church. All the deacons will pray like that. Church, I know
yes,
the church, they pray for 15 minutes. I get sleepy. And it's just, you know, hey, I just randomly shout out hallelujah. And sometimes it's at the wrong time. Might be in the middle of the prayer, but I just woke up. So I was just trying to be in the mix
Amen.
Of things.
Yeah, he said he just woke up. He just wanted to be in a mix of things. Amen, brother. Amen, brother. Amen. Well, listen, after all, this is the Inspiration Factory, and there are others who want to inspire or be inspired. So what do you say we open up these phone lines and get some people in?
Oh, open them on up. We want to hear people. Testimonies and prayers. I know some people gonna come in and testify and pray probably about the wrong stuff, but like, you know, both their shoes fit or something like that. But that's fine, you know, whatever you feel you wanna be thankful for.
Absolutely, absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, first on the mic we have our good brother Blaze. Blaze, what's good with you, bro? Blaze, are you muted? Blaze, are you there? Going once.
I'm sorry,
twice.
I was still on mute.
Okay. What's good, broski?
Nothing at all, man. Everything. Well, I'm a little lost right now. I just want to first start off with this, saying thank you to God for allowing me to be here. But I secondly want to, which is almost a tie for first, is to apologize to David Mott. And I'm going to snitch on myself. I do believe there was a time not too long ago that I was ego tripping. Me and Dave had some words for each other, and I really took to the streets as far as verbal wordplay, in disrespecting him. It's funny how God puts you in a certain position to end up having to give him the glory.
Amen.
So I'm here today to ask him to forgive me for God and Dave to forgive me for what the part that I played in disrespecting Dave and disrespecting God by how I felt about Dave, or I guess how Satan made me feel about Dave and how, gracious, this is a lot. Satan just took me on a ride that I didn't get to the destination, and I ended up taking this ride to be dumped off somewhere and just thinking the wrong things and going about this situation wrong. So, Dave, I apologize, man. I want you to know that sincerely that I do. I don't know what to say right now, but, like, I need to apologize to you for coming off on you in the way in which I did. On radio, I want to go on here stating that I was wrong. So that's it.
Hey, man, I look at it like this. Jesus will fix it for you and me. You know, that water under the bridge, ain't nothing to it. You know, water off a duck's back, man, you know. Ain't nothing to worry about with it. You know, sometimes we're in a different headspace of a lot of things going on, you know. Ain't no big deal, man. You know, everything good. Don't even worry about it.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Listen, man. Ain't nothing like placing your gift at the altar and going to get it right with your brother.
Hey, man. I mean, anybody that knows about the situation knows how deep it went. So you know this is God. And you can't say that God doesn't exist. You know this is God. So.
Amen, brother. Amen.
God allowed it to happen for this reason.
Man, I feel like divine inspiration right now. I don't know what to say. God is just so good. God,
man, don't feel all the way like divine inspiration because he would have started singing. And you know we don't need Paul to sing nothing. Paul would have started singing right now.
Well, you ain't never lied.
Paul has been saying his eyes on the sparrow or something. You know, that's the universal black song.
Right.
That functions, his eyes on the sparrow. I'm tired of hearing people sing about that bird. There's like 5 million gospel songs.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. Blaze, man, listen, man. That I've known you for a long time, bro. I've known you for a long time. I've known some of your trials, some of your tribulations, man. And God is pleased. God is pleased, brother. Just know that your work is not done. No matter what the enemy throws at you, once you recognize it as an enemy and you start dealing with it, you've already won. So I applaud you, brother, for recognizing, dealing with it head on.
But Blaze, I do got a request from you, though, that you can really help me out tonight. Just, you know, after you're done spitting and everything, you can say, like, just tell yourself about a 17-second prayer or something. Just pray that I don't cuss on the show tonight. Cause you Blaze, you know how I am. I don't want nothing to slip out. Just send one upstairs and be like, just hold his tongue, Father. Don't let him cuss tonight. It takes a lot of concentration. That's all I'm saying. Well, oh, man.
I'm going to do a piece called Sleep Walking in the Spirit.
All right, brother. Go ahead, man. The mic is yours.
1 Corinthians 11:30 states that careless and unworthy participation is the reason many of you are weak and sickly, and quite enough of you have fallen into the sleep of death. Besides this, you already know what a critical hour this is and how it is high time now for you to wake up and out of your deep sleep, roused to reality for salvation. Final deliverance is nearer to us now than when we first believed, adhered to, trusted in, and relied on Christ the Messiah. Romans 13:11. In other words, we as a body of Christ need to wake up and comprehensively apply the word of God to our lives, and if need be, reapply it while alerting others to that knowledge. Otherwise, we can be wide awake and unaware of our pursuit to sin, and also be asleep and unknowledgeable to the onslaught of death. Stop reminiscing of past times that no longer exist. Tamper with and or hinder the growth of your new mindset. Must we go on having the appearance that we know where we're going when in fact we are unknowing, slowing down the progress? God says sleepwalking is equivalent to the blind leading the blind, and your mind can't intertwine the truth that you're still sleeping. Slowly unraveled havoc is wreaking because others seem to keep following you, consciously unaware that you to them are misleading. Child, I need for you to be getting this, that you are not an idiot, but child, you must understand the ultimate defilement of man is what comes off the tongue that spun we, simply paraphrasing Matthew 15:1-20. We should not be sons of anarchy, living as children of rebellion, but because we are believers in Christ, we should be called and lovingly embrace the word alien, that should be walking in the Spirit, be a reawakening, not sleeping. How can we rule over the fish of the sea, birds in the air, over cattle of the land and other things creeping, keeping you in prayer, treating you with care, feeding your despair, leading you with rare expectation that we are bound to affect this nation? Unevenly yoked with unbelievers shall be lived in separation, but the revelation that Isaiah is draped in is not to be men of 56:10-12, leading men to the den of hell that were seemingly inept to tasting, but we as followers of God's word should be led with a very clear destination. In other words, I pray that you hear this, that we must give God, our Father, our undivided attention, so to stay undivided from tension. Please, let's not be found sleepwalking in the Spirit. And peace.
Mr. Metaphoria.
I like the sleepwalking in the Spirit. One thing about it, you better be aware. You know, I don't like people be woke, but be aware. Because woke, to me, has kind of got some blinders to it. But it's one thing about it, you're trying to walk in the right way. And none of us can walk just 100%, you know, straight down that lane. Because we human. We have imperfections. We're going to fail sometimes. And we have to accept that. I'm totally fine with that. One thing about it, good man upstairs, from what I take from the good book, forgives you 777 times a day. Now, I know I sin a lot, but I don't think I commit 777 of them a day. Maybe 750, not quite 777. But like you say, you can't be sleepwalking. You're going to walk in, you got to be totally awake and aware, you know, that where you know what you're doing. And when you can, you have to take self. I take self every day and know my shortcomings, downfalls, and all that. But I'm fine with them. You know, good man upstairs, he still love me for me. That's another thing people got to realize. As long as you don't really need nobody to love you. It feels good on earth to have somebody love you, but the good man upstairs love you right where you are. So, right. You know, with that being the case, yeah, don't sleepwalk in the Spirit. Be aware and look at your blessings he gives you. The biggest blessing I feel God give us every day is when your eyes open up.
Everybody went to bed last night, didn't wake up this morning. So you start with that blessing and then cherish all the rest of them. You know, it's a blessing to be here on this earth. It's a lot of good stuff here on this earth, like just life. So yeah, don't sleepwalk in the spirit. Be aware of what's going on. Good peace there, Blaze. Good peace.
Thank you, man.
Blaze, I would have some commentary on the piece, but Mr. Metaphoria kind of took up all the time and kind of said everything that, you know, I probably would have said. But I'm just going to encourage you, brother, to keep doing God's will. Your pen is wicked in whatever genre you decide to write in, but just keep doing God's will. And just know that he loves you, period, no matter what the enemy throws at you. Just like Dave said, God loves you. Every time he allow you to open your eyes and wake up every day, that's a brand new blessing. That's a brand new mercy every day and a big demonstration of his love for you. So keep it up, brother. We're going to send you over to the prayer lounge, man. Oh, wait. You got Dave on a prayer, right? You got him.
Yeah.
Lord knows you're going to need it.
Shining the bow tie. Thank you.
All right, Blaze. We appreciate you, brother. We want to send you one over to Praise Lounge, man. Stick around. Don't go too far. All right, brother?
All right. Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. One love, one mic, Blaze. Our brother Blaze on his way to the Praise Lounge. Man, dynamic piece. Now we're going to bring up Mr. Metaphoria. We got Epiphany Zone, one half host of the Love Zone, one half host of Poetic Therapy, and one fourth host of the Soul Cafe. She is La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Oh, man, you know what? Peace and blessings and love and light to everybody. Hey, Dan. Hey, Dave. Y'all got me feeling all bubbly. Spirit running through here. Oh,
don't
man.
You start crying. Don't you start
I'm
crying. You know you love to cry on this show. Don't you do it. Don't you do it.
I'm not there overwhelmed. I'm not overwhelmed, but I'm happy to hear peace being made when it's in the spirit. Y'all know how I am. Y'all know how I feel about spirit. Y'all already know how my relationship is. So it does my heart good to hear amends being made and public. Man, it's awesome. How y'all doing?
Danielle, I'm going to tell you what does my heart good. It does my heart good to be able to witness the blessings of God. And I have witnessed the blessings of God he has bestowed upon you. The beauty of a woman and her essence is a blessing from God, and boy, he has blessed you in so many ways. She be coming in a Hyundai. He has blessed you in so many ways. They are beautiful blessings bestowed upon you, just, you know, to give examples of the good Lord's work. And I just want to let you know that your blessings are much appreciated, just much appreciated.
Indeed.
Well,
God
thank you for that. Yes, I have been blessed.
Yes, you have.
And I recognize my blessings. Trust me. I love me.
Yes,
I'm
we
trying
knew
to
you
tell you that right now. Okay.
Well, you know, Ms. Metaphory kind of started to show off with something. Do you have any inspiring words for the listeners, for someone who may be going through something, for maybe, you know, just some kind of inspiring words?
Oh, man, listen. I got some words. I got words every day, all day. Yes, I do. I want you all to understand, you may hit a speed bump, and now you got to come to a rest stop for a minute. But that's okay. Don't stay down too long. Don't even get in your head and start thinking, oh, life is over and there's no more love in the world and I can't go on. Stop it. That's what the enemy wants you to think, okay? Don't even allow that to enter into your body. Just you rebuke that. You go ahead, and you sit for a second, you get yourself together, you heal, and you don't stop loving yourself now through this process. You forgive yourself. You don't stop loving yourself. And then when you're done, you get up. Guess what? Life is still an open road, that same open road that you was on before you even, before the pain even set in, before the hurt even hit you. It's still there for you, and it goes on. So get up, get out, and continue with your life. That's it. You got purpose. Don't stay stuck.
That's it. That's it right there. That's it. And that's for real. You know, everything happens for a reason. Anything happen in your life happen for a reason. Sometimes you're moving too fast. You got to be slowed down a little bit. But it's the reason that you slowed down. You got to. It may, you may feel that something has broken you, but you ain't been broken. You've been pulled apart to be rebuilt. And you know, everything, you take a motor, when that motor seems like it's been locked up, you can pull it apart and clean it all up and rebuild it to be stronger than ever. Same thing with us. You got to be broken down and be rebuilt. You got to go to that next phase. That's all it is. So just be ready for your next phase.
You know what I call that breaking apart? You know what I call that breaking apart? Just seeing what else is inside. That's all. That's all.
There you go.
You got to be open.
There you go.
You have to stay open in order to find out what's going on so you can heal what's going on with you. And that's all there's to it. Mm. That is all there's to it. Oh, y'all got me feeling. You know, that was part of my vlog for tomorrow morning that I just said, but it's cool. I'll come up with something else.
That's all right. That's all right. And nothing wrong with it. Now that you've inspired the people, what piece of poetry would you like for us to listen to tonight?
Well, I have an older piece. I call it Arc Light. And this should help y'all understand a little bit of what's going on, too.
All right. The mic is yours.
Thank you. For the most part of my life, it was an uphill battle, always thinking that I had to and would do it by myself. I stayed in the mindset of, I got myself in this position, so I got to get myself out. But it was always something else there, something deep inside of me, just tapping and tugging at my heart. Man, if I'd have only listened to it or even tried to find out what it was, my battles wouldn't have been battles, and I would have recognized them for what they actually were. Lessons in divine timing. See, that little tugging was God's guidance light, called an arc light. It's what holds us together and brightens the way. But I couldn't see it right away because I closed myself off from love and pain and struggle. But they're essential, you know, for balance, for love. And because without it, we never know complete and total acceptance. Pain, without it, we would never know we were alive. And struggle, we'd never ascend. So that arc light is placed over our hearts for us to see wisdom we'll gain and patience with an endurance and love from which we were created. My arc light burns so bright, and I am balanced. And that's it, peace.
Yes, 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 yes. I love that piece, Danielle. Such power, such poise, such praise, and encouragement.
Thank you.
And great piece, great piece. Man, it's a metaphor. What you think of that piece?
Danielle be playing. Like, I be playing, too. I got a little something. She be playing. This is one lady that say some stuff. And, Danielle, you know me, and Van, you know me, too. So y'all know I'm censoring this heavily. You be saying some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And doing some things with your poetry. I want to say this to you, though. Never quit sharing, because some the words you be speaking, there's somebody out there need to hear them. There's a lot of people out there need to hear them. And with your words, you can change lives, whether you know it or not. This is the reason why we had this gift. You know, you have gifts and talents. Some talents you can learn, but to be able to touch people like that, that's a gift. So never stop. Share your gifts with the world. In all facets, share your gifts with the world. And quit sending Joy into that store 50,000 times a week.
I'm just
that,
get him. Oh, God. Get him, somebody. Get him, please.
Jordan's feet is tired and weary. He had to, every time he get ready to go to the store, he had to say, I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me because his feet be hurt. He is tired of coming in the room. Every time he come in the room, he had to go to the store. I'm just saying.
Oh, somebody get him, please. Oh, you horrible. David, you know what?
The pearl in that girl.
Jesus is my doctor. Oh, he heal up all of these blisters.
You know what? I'm glad I give y'all something to talk about. I'm glad I give y'all something to laugh about. So it's all good.
Good for the soul. Good for the soul. Before we send
Absolutely.
You over to the Praise Lounge, can you let everybody know what you have going on in Epiphany Radio?
I sure can. Saturday nights, well, alternating Saturday nights with Poetic, I co-host with Stan the Man Phillips in Poetic Therapy. That's a place where y'all can come relieve some mental stress through some healthy conversation and good open mic poetry. And that's Saturday nights at 9. Monday nights at 9, I am 1/4 host of the Neo Soul Cafe. And I am there co-hosting with the CEO of Epiphany Radio, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. Essentially, John Nisi does an awesome job on the event page for the show. Y'all come on in there, and I'm also in there with Poetic. Now, we have a second half of the show where we call Pick Up Your Pen, and that is a good part of the show. Y'all don't want to miss that. That helps you tap into your creative side. You'd be surprised at some of the pieces you come up with. And Wednesday night, I'm in the love zone with my sexy, sultry voice, Eva, Ms. VIP. Now, there's no topic of discussion to give y'all right now at this time, but we're going to put our heads together and come up with something, and I know you're going to like it. I know you're going to love it. So y'all come on over there Wednesday nights at 9 and get caught up in the love zone. Back to you, then.
All right, all right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, on her way to the Praise Lounge, La Pearl, La Negra, One Love, One Mic. Remember to take your socks off, baby, baby.
One love, one mic, baby, baby.
All right,
I'm a slide in there a little bit. I'm a lightly spike the praise punch, just lightly.
Lightly?
Yeah, just lightly.
Be careful now. Be careful. All right, we're going to keep this praise party going in the Inspiration Factory with none other than the CEO of Epiphany Radio himself, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. What it do, baby, baby?
Baby, what it do, Shannon Ibosa. What's up, fellas? What's going on?
Doing good, brother. How you feeling, man?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. Blessed and highly flavored.
Amen, brother. Did you say highly favored or highly flavored?
Flavored.
Flavored.
I knew he was going to say that, blessed and highly flavored. I knew it was coming.
Yes.
I knew it.
Hey, before we let you go on, man, let me thank you for allowing Epiphany Radio to be sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours.
Yeah.
Thank you, good brother.
I got mine. Hey, thank you for that, man. I'm just like I say, what I'm saying, just listening, man, and being inspired, smiling over here, you know, by the energy that's being moved about. You know, shout out to my brother David Armott in the building. Censored, no cussing, and that's a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying? And it's just a good night, man. Just a good night, man. Shout out to Paul wherever you are, man. You know, let's say some prayers for him during his time away. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Can't wait to have him.
Paul went on a sabbatical. Ain't that what you call them things? A sabbatical? Or I can't spell it. I really shouldn't say that word that I can't spell, but it started with an S and the end of the O.
Yeah.
So my brother, look in the good book for the definition. Look between in the beginning and amen. It's in there somewhere.
It's in there somewhere.
Yeah.
So my brother,
yes. Yes, sir.
In the middle of your cheeks hurting and you smiling, you got an inspiring word for the poets, for the listeners, for everyone here, brother. Just an inspiring word.
An inspiring word is to keep the faith, to hold on regardless of outside circumstances, you know. Mm. To hold on, continue to hold on, man. Don't get stuck in the middle of nothing. Keep on moving forward, regardless, once again, of outside interference. You know what I'm saying? Just hold the faith, sir, and hold on.
Yes, sir. Appreciate that, good brother. Appreciate that, man. Hold the faith, hold on. Just hold on,
yes, y'all.
Just hold on.
Don't let go of that hand. Don't let go of that hand because it holds you, you know?
Yes, sir.
He's right there beside us, man.
Amen, brother. Amen. Man, you know how many times I wanted to let go before I even... Listen to this. Before I even knew him, like I know him now.
Mm-hmm.
How many times I wanted to let go?
Talk to me.
But he wouldn't let me go. No matter how much I wanted to let go, he wouldn't let me go.
Right.
One thing you got to always keep in mind right there, like the good song say, I think it was Bishop Martin, I heard her sing it first. I don't believe it brought me this far to leave me. Mm-hmm. All them times that you feel alone in any situation, you're not. You're just in your own mind. Don't let go. Just hold on. Only time you should let go is if you're in a domestic situation and you're strangling somebody. Let go or you're going to go to jail. Let go at that time. Oh, she turned blue. You better let go. Let go and let God. That's what you got to do. Just let go and say, God, you deal with her. She's too crazy for me. Just walk off.
Mm-hmm.
Choked, just scream for mercy. If she's choking you hard enough, you better be like, you know, I ask for forgiveness for all my sins I'm aware of and not aware of, because she might make you see the light, because some of these women got big hands. But if you're getting choked, mm-hmm, ask for forgiveness. If you're doing the choking, let go.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's it.
So save the Lord.
Amen, brother. Amen. We will not be passing the election plate this early. Stop it. We're not passing it this early.
Yeah.
But my brother, what piece would you like to share with us?
Man, I'm going to do, dip into the archives, and we'll do a piece called More God.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. More God. I need more. More God. more spirit, more faith, more strength to fight back the pain. Blinders I need. Tired of seeing these ugly things. I need more, God. Missing that feeling I had as a lamb of God, that touch, that breath, that feeling. Stepping into the new life, a new life out of the old. The old me had its funeral, out-of-body experience. Looking down at my memorial. But you, God, gave new life. I was born again. But I need more, God. More of that spirit. More of that spiritual energy. I need more. I need more, God. Less religion, less false prophets pimping, less flapping in foreign tongues, flipping, devoid of understanding, spitting babble, lost to the word, no interpreters, just a room full of fakers, spiritual fornicators, nation of devil worshipers, took prayers out of school and opened the door to non-believers who walked through halls and lay waste to innocent bystanding children, abolishing the right to have faith any place. Legislation written, taking away our rights to pray. I need more. I need an angel. One at the front and one at the back door. I need a reason to keep on believing. Death all around me, people weeping, feeding other countries while our food's depleting. Slowly depleting. I need more, God. More than just the sound of some preacher screaming. I need more. I need more than what religion can give me. More than a uniform can. Man makes the clothes. The clothes don't make the man. This war between good and evil, I'll never understand. I don't need to wear some garb to tell you whose I am. Buck naked in a ditch. God, flip the switch. I'm tired of all this. I need more, God. I need love, God. I need more, God. More hope, more strength, more faith, less strife, less pain, less poverty, less hate. I need more, God. More, God. More, God. I need more, God, to fill this barren place. I need more, God, each and every day. I need more, God. I need more. I need more, God. More, God. More, God. I need more, God. This is what I pray. This is what I pray for. More understanding. Understanding from the front line. See, essentials rocking that front line. First in line, looking at and looked at as heroes. Most don't want to be there, though. But you got to be, yo. Sorry to say, if you want to keep that job, that 9-to-5, yo. Compassion. Lord, I need more. I love my job. I'm proud to be essential, but no one really cares about our survival, though. One man down, next man up, death all around, yo. Soiled masks and ripped gloves, hospitality I still show, though. To those in need, sick in those beds, praying on a healing over each and every one of their lives, each and every individual. So many we lost, patients, doctors, and nurses, yo, down the halls of those hospitals. The blood, tears, and sweat. God, we need more than just a stimulus check. God, we need more. God, please grant me the ability to see that seed from shining sea. Lord, we need more hope and security. God, we need more. God, we need more. God, more. God, God, we need more. God, less strife, less pain, more hope, more strength, faith, God, love, God, more of you, God. We need more, God. More, God, more, God. We need more, God. More. For real.
Man. Whew. Mr. Metaphoria, what you think of that piece?
You know, for real, come with that power in his pieces. It's like the inner preacher come out. Like you say, I like what you're saying, I need more. And one thing about it, we have to realize, even in asking, I need more, are we really ready for it? You know, we didn't heard it for years. Be careful what you pray for. So when they give you that more, you're really going to be prepared for it. That's why I feel a lot of blessings don't hit us until later. You know, we want it right now. But it come right on time because you have to be mentally prepared for it. Because if not, you're going to misuse it.
You know, it's three of us on the call right now. We might have $1 billion set in our future. But until we're mentally prepared for it, we won't get it. And that's the same with all blessings. You get your blessings once you're prepared for it. That's why it takes us through them changes to see if we're ready or not. I mean, he going to know when we're ready, but we got to be ready ourselves. But at the same time, you should always want more. Like, you know, more guidance, you know, more knowledge, all that. You should never stop wanting more. When you stop wanting more, that's when you become totally ignorant in my mind. You know, you should always want to know more and see more.
That's right.
So there was definitely a deep peace there, for real. That was very dark-skinned of you. Dark-skinned power right there. Your DSP.
DSP, that's it.
Thank you.
For real, man, you know, this is another one of my favorite pieces of yours. I remember the first time I heard it. And I was just like, yeah, we definitely need more. We definitely need more. We want more. And you speak this piece with so much power, so much passion. And I loved it then, and I love it now. So, appreciate you.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, brother. Thank
my
you,
brother. Absolutely, man. Absolutely. You're more than welcome, man. To God be the glory, man. And now, before we let you go into the praise lounge, you got to talk about this coming Monday night, bro.
Yes. Ha, ha, ha. This Monday coming at Epiphany Radio, at the Soul Cafe at Epiphany Radio. That Monday, I'm honored to be blessed by the community of poets that dwell about, will be reading my works and honoring me by reading my works, man. And I'm just looking forward to that. Man, y'all just tune in. We got some phenomenal poetry going on. And I can't wait to hear my brother do that piece. Both of you guys are doing two sappy pieces. I cannot wait to hear that. So, you know, so I thank you guys for doing such a great thing. Once again, this Monday at the Soul Cafe, we usually pick up our pens, which is a creative writing tool that we use to create pieces. As I give out phrases, we create these poetry pieces on the spot. We share in the creativity that motivates us to write each piece and stuff like that. So it's a learning experience as well as we share in each other's creativeness. We call that pick up your pen. Now, once again, I'm not sure if we're going to have time to do such a thing this week because of the shenanigans that I expect to happen. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, if we have time, we will be picking up our pen as well. That takes place the second half of the program. But
sir,
this Monday, come check us out, y'all. Be there, don't be square.
Going down.
We're looking forward to it, my brother. Such an honor, man, to be given a For Real, the Poet Douglas piece to be able to recite. Oh, man, the shenanigans going to be real tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, so make sure you tune in.
I'll be making some point deductions as well.
How are you going to make point deductions, y'all, for his own pieces? I'm confused.
I don't know. Well, all I got to do is call forthwith. Once you say forthwith, anything
man.
Is possible in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, umbrella.
You can't use them fancy words like that for real. The forthwith and unbeknownst and stuff like that. You know, all
right,
of the
right,
things.
Right.
Recapitulate.
I would,
don't use recapitulate anymore. You almost gave somebody a seizure.
Somebody was having a seizure.
No, all right. I'm going to sit back and just enjoy the moment. I'm not going to make no deductions. I was told by Miss Pearly that it wouldn't be right because I told her if J-Rob got out of bus while he was doing black enough that I was going to deduct them, and she made me feel bad because I said I was going to give them points. But so I'm going to just listen and be honored and enjoy the night. I'm not going to do no deductions unless somebody gets on my bad side.
All right, broski. All right. We appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen.
One love, one mic. Oh, real.
Wait.
To one the love, one mic.
Now. Ready to take his socks off, baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
For real, poor Douglas. One love, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Inspiration Factory with your hosts, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic David Mott, a.k.a. Mr. Metaphoria. That's right. You heard it correctly. The shenanigans is already going down before tomorrow night's show. But if you're listening online and you desire to be a part of the Inspiration Factory, please dial in 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1. All right. Next up on the mic, Mr. Metaphoria, are you ready? Tell him press 1, man. Don't be shy. We're not going to bite. Don't be shy. Come on. Next up, my brother, we got not just anybody, but a sir. Sir Lawrence is in the building. What's good with you, sir?
Hey, man, I'm trying to catch up, man. Trying to catch up, and I'm hiding.
That's all right. You're here now, brother.
That's it. That's it. That's it. Mr. Van and Mr. David, indeed.
Yes, sir.
Man, you know I ain't worked two flies, smash. Sitting on top of a penny with a hole in it.
Okay.
He's trying real hard, brother. He's trying real hard. Y'all continue to pray for my brother because he is doing a phenomenal job, man. Woo.
No, he coming on. No doubt. Yes, indeed.
Well, my brother, Sir Lawrence, man, I've just been asking everybody to give a word of encouragement, of inspiration for the listening audience abroad because, you know, we're being heard globally. And everybody needs an inspiring word, man. So what would you like to say to the people to inspire them?
You know, here's an old quote or adage. Life will be fine, but it's just a bunch of humans running around messing everything up.
Well, you can say that again. Woo. You can definitely say that again. Mr. Metaphoria.
Yeah.
You hear my brother?
I'm here. Yeah. I went crazy with my phone for a second, but I'm here.
All right. So just humans just running around messing it up. That's it, man. Messing
it up. Yeah, life would be fine, but they just keep messing it up.
And I'm part of the day.
Can y'all hear
me? Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay, just making sure, y'all. I don't know what just happened, but something happened. You know how that stuff goes.
Absolutely. So what you think about the quote that Sir Lawrence just gave us?
Well, you know, when you got a name like Sir Lawrence, you have to have some deep quotes coming out. You can't have a name like Sir Lawrence and not say some deep stuff, because I would have gave you a very hard time if you would have.
I heard that. See? Rightly so.
But yeah, absolutely. Bro.
Definitely. You spoke truth. One thing about it, you spoke truth. That is a definite.
Yes, sir. So that's, you know, he's just messing it up. And you get up, you're moving around, and next thing you know, one of them just getting away, and here they go, messing things up.
Indeed. You're definitely right about that, bro. You know, humans been messing it up since the beginning of time.
Since the beginning. So, I mean, you know, how can you? I mean, for real though. You at no other time that you had it working. I mean, you didn't have to. All you had to do is walk outside. All the fruit, everything you need growing right there.
Mm.
You know, you ain't got to spend for nothing. You ain't got to do nothing. All you got to do is just be a human. That's it. That's all you had to do.
Yeah.
And then you had to figure out and find out and want to know what it's like to get pissed off and then kill somebody. And then we just been in trouble ever since.
Yep. Wow. Wow. Mm. Yes, sir. Hey, man, that's inspiring, bro. Because see, the underlying part there is you said humans messing it up. But see, we got to remember that we're spirit beings. And if we didn't act
that's
like
true.
Humans, if we acted like a spirit, we wouldn't mess things up.
Yes.
Right. You always got to go deeper, man. Hey, Sir Lawrence, man, listen, bro. We could talk for days, bro. We could talk for days. Because that's how we do.
Check it.
That's how we do.
That's how we do.
Now, my brother, what piece of poetry would you like to share with us tonight?
Well, you know, going back to something Dave said, metaphoria. Am I saying that right?
Mr. Metaphor,
something he said earlier when LaPrelle was on, and this piece lines right up with that. This is like a, you know, because he was talking about the black woman and so forth. And so this piece is right along with that.
Okay, brother. Well, go ahead, man. The mic is yours.
Cocoa butter. I saw her. She was dark chocolate, very smooth, with features so definely beautiful. I sat there thinking, in the moment, having rich chocolate resting, melting on my tongue. Wanting that feeling to last. Noticing all the attention and details she seemed to have handled so well. I felt myself being transported over to her, through her, back in time when woman was created. Then up through and back to my seat, while realizing the real beautiful essence of the black woman, from dark chocolate to chestnut brown to pecan tan to vanilla cream, glowing from the depths of our dark, deep well. Not realizing for the first time, more like having someone you can call your own, someone you've seen time and time again, and one day you see them. A pause, then everything stops. It's like seeing them for the first time, because that pause lends you the appreciation of their natural beauty. Sir Lawrence.
My brother. That's a beautiful piece, and you're right. It definitely lined up to what was being discussed earlier, Mr. Metaphoria, when he was talking about La Perla Negra. Beautiful piece, beautiful work, my brother, as always. Definitely.
Thank you.
Mr. Metaphoria. Dave, are you muted?
Yeah, he said he was having trouble with his phone.
Uh-oh. That's all right. We'll keep it moving. Sir Lawrence, thank you, my brother. I appreciate you, man.
Absolutely.
God continue to bless you and smile upon you, brother. And we're going to get you on over to the Praise Lounge. We're going to keep this party moving.
Sir. Keep it moving.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Sir Lawrence. One love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic.
I don't know what happened to Mr. Metaphoria. We can't hear you, brother. If you're trying to speak, we can. Oh, wait. And they got him back. Are you back, sir?
In my Baltimore voice, my whole daggone app just failed. I was thinking I got to hear him try to call back in. I wanted to go into overtime, but I'm back.
Welcome back, brother. Welcome back. Just in time.
Everything just shut down. It said, boo, and was gone.
That's all right, brother. You're back now. That's what matters. You're back now. And just in time. Just in time for DSR's own CEO, DJ Kane Spade. What's good with you, my brother?
Hey, what's going on?
Glad to hear you,
what's
my brother.
What's going on, Kane Spade? I'm surprised you ain't got Mr. Boston somewhere with you. But we're glad to have you here tonight. I know you're going to give us some good, inspiring words.
Yeah, here you go over here, man. I mean, no, I can't say what I want to say because it's a Sunday and all that on this show, Inspiration Factory. I mean, the main that is the fun part, you know, because I got a lot to say. But, I mean, my question is, I mean, what the blankety blank are you doing on this show, Metaphoria?
Someone was drinking. Someone had been drinking the communion a little too tough when they asked me to host again. This is time three, and I haven't cussed so far. I'm doing good. Just, you know, keep in your hopes and prayers that don't let it slip out. Because I know there's some people listening just waiting, thinking, he's going to slip up. I know he is. He's going to say that big word. But I ain't going to give him the satisfaction tonight.
Pray for my brother, bro. Please pray for my brother.
Yeah, man. I'm going to try. But this thought keep coming in my head that Mr. Metaphoria is on this show. Every time I'm thinking he's on the Inspiration Factory, I'm trying to compare him as a preacher in a church. And I just keep seeing the police in the back of this church every time he gives a sermon.
Hey, be like, we know we're going to get him tonight. We know we're going to get him.
Like, we got him now. We got him now. Well, it's certainly good to have you, my brother. Love hearing you when you come through, man, because you are a force and a presence here in this community, bro. And all night we've been asking for some inspiring words for the listeners, for the poets. What would you say to them tonight, my brother?
Let's see here. I would say whatever you're going through in your life, don't let it deter you. You know, you as a poet, never put down your pen. Whatever negative situation you're going through, absorb it, you know, and just jot it down. You know, turn that negative into a positive if you can, or if you can't do that, I mean, try to seek help to better yourself.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's real right there. You know, especially in the black household. You know, it's sad, but a lot of us think that, like, therapy is a weakness. You know, sometimes you need to talk to somebody to get you some help. And it could be multiple things you're going through. But when you're going through something like that, you know, talk to somebody. You need help. Ask for help. Ain't nothing wrong with asking for help. The most ignorant thing would be to do is to try to go through it by yourself when you got people that's on your team or by your side that actually help you. So that's real right there, Kane. You know, I hey, that's all
daggone day right there. You need help. You got to speak out.
Appreciate you came, man. Listen, man, those are definitely some words to live by. And they're real words, you know, not something that's been trumped up, not something fabricated. That's just, those words are coming from the essence of who you are as a person. And I, for one, appreciate you for sharing that with us, man.
Hey, man, thanks for asking me the question. You know?
Absolutely. And my brother, you got a piece of poetry that you'd like to drop on us tonight.
Yes, sir.
The mic is yours.
I got this question to ask the world. Is poetry an entity? I know it had to be a reason I haven't fallen asleep, as a presence took control of me to create, to write this piece, absorbing sounds of siren sidewalk talk, the world of life flood my mind as I feel a presence guide my hand. Is this even my style of writing? The yin gear shift change in a way unfamiliar. Ink nature altered. Am I a different person? Yet my reflection remains the same. Mind drifts, showing visions of places I've never been. Experiences I never witnessed, as if this life belongs to someone else. Yet I stroke the ink. Memories plague my mind. Relationships, women who I am unfamiliar. A stranger's memories plague my mind, yet I stroke the ink. A lifestyle living in a dream, being used by a poetic entity. Is it the entity or am I? Enhancing my mind like the Matrix, the ultimate VR experience, showing me endless figures, drifting images, uncalculated occurrences, worlds unfamiliar to human knowledge. Is it trying to sway me with fantasy so it could take permanent control of me, yet my dominance won't allow? Now absorbed, poetry is an entity now within me. And that's always from DSR.
Don't you do it, Kane. Don't cut it in half.
He didn't do it. He didn't do it.
Yeah, I was worried. I heard him do it here before. Yeah, I didn't hear him slip up do it before, but he didn't do it tonight.
Yeah, he didn't do it tonight. Kang. He didn't do it.
My bad for just dumping in the van, but yeah, poetry.
Go right on ahead.
Poetry is a huge part of us all. You know, just imagine if you woke up tomorrow and poetry didn't exist. Like, it would be crazy. If you just, after everything we've done, we've all written tons of work. But imagine waking up tomorrow and poetry didn't exist anymore. Like, the expression would just, it would be such a big part of all of us just missing. I couldn't fathom it. You know, I very much enjoy creative writing. You know, I'm not a poet, I'm a creative writer. But I know Van gonna give me some flack about that. But yeah, I have to have poetry all daggone day.
Hey, man, I'm not going to give you no flack about it, man, because I remember where this piece comes from, and I appreciate you for bringing it here tonight, because, like I said, I call you our era of Rakim, the voice that you carry, what you write, what you spit, and the way that you engage. And I appreciate your craft. I appreciate your pen. And then I appreciate, you know, you bringing this piece of relevance. If poetry was an entity. This dynamic ink, bro. The first time I heard it, I was in awe, flabbergasted. But I expect no less from you, bro.
Hey, I appreciate that, man. You know, and I'm not trying to step on your foot here, man, but this is the first time I spit that piece.
You're right. It's the first time you spit that piece, but you posted it because you wasn't able to spit it on the Get Down. That's right.
Right.
That's
right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I absorbed everything y'all had on that show, and you know, shout out to your partner over there, J Rob. You know, y'all had a great show over there, and I was kind of not mad, but disappointed that I didn't know, you know, what was going on. I just called in,
right?
And y'all was talking about this subject matter, so I'm like, wow. So after that show, a day after that, I start writing this piece. Now it's like, man, I gotta get back to y'all and do this some kind of way. But I appreciate y'all having me here, man, you know. And
no, man, I appreciate you, bro. I appreciate you. I mean, you know, for me, you know, because when I read it, I was listening to you spit it, bro. Cause, man, you know, you just got this way, man, about you, man. That's why, you know, I'm just glad you brought it and spit it tonight, man. Cause, your vocal, man, your content. And when I read it, I was like, this is so dope. I said, man, I hope he spit it. But when I read it, I was listening to you spit it in my head. So, but you're right. I remember.
Hey, I appreciate it. Go ahead.
Before you go, because I saw something today, bro. I saw something today that got me amped up. I saw what I saw. I heard some lightning, some thundering, crackling. Bro, let the people know, man. Let the people know.
Yeah, in a few weeks or so, DSR will be back in the building. You know, I will say the whole logo, but we on the Inspiration Factory, you know, and Mott wouldn't let me get away with it like the last time.
As long as you know it.
And I do appreciate your feedback, Mr. Metaphoria, man, you know, all dang day, you know. That sounds funny saying that, you know.
Yes, sir.
Well, you
yes,
know,
sir.
Kane, I got to give you a hard time, man. You was one of the first poets I was a big fan of. Like I say, I when I first heard your voice, I thought you was tall and light-skinned, though. Then when I seen the picture of you, I wasn't a fan of you no more because you wasn't light-skinned. No, I'm just messing with you. Yeah. It's good to hear DSR coming back, though, man. I'm pretty sure the show is going to happen at 8 p.m. Eastern. Over there at DSR. We're going to definitely slide through. Come cut up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, you're welcome
wait,
to
man.
Welcome to do so. People, do not take any thing serious from Metaphoria's DSR promotions, man. We're not confirming that.
Yes, sir, my brother. Well, listen, DJ Kane Spade, DSR CEO, on his way. We're going to send you on over to the Praise Lounge, man. Stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show, man. One love, one mic, man.
Hey, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic, man.
Man, it's so good to hear that, brother, man. Oh, man, it's so good to hear. We're going to keep this party going, man. We're going to go from DJ Kane Spade to a storm. Ladies and gentlemen, Gina Storm is on the mic. Hey, Gina.
Hello, Poetic, Mr. Metaphoria. Happy Sunday, my brothers.
Happy Sunday. How
What's up,
are
Gina?
You?
Gina?
Hey, y'all. I was so shocked because I was thinking, wait a minute, maybe he's spitting a piece. And then the next poet came on, and I was like, oh, okay. So David Mott is hosting the Inspiration Factory. All I could think of was God moves in mysterious ways. So I'm not questioning it. I'm
right.
Just here for church.
Absolutely.
Pray for me.
I always do.
Please
Absolutely.
Pray for me. Please. So far he's done a smashing job, I have to admit.
And I know it's hard.
It's even more interesting to see him come up with some other colorful language to replace his normal colorful language.
No, that's creativity right there. I have to give him a gold star for that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
She'd be coming in a Hyundai.
Oh my gracious. Oh, man.
I'm going to find another church.
Absolutely. Gina Storm, tonight,
uh-huh.
Tonight we're simply asking for inspiring words to the poets, the listeners,
okay.
The callers. You know, just what would you say to inspire the people tonight?
My word, and this is my word because this was on my heart before y'all muted me and while I was listening. A big thing with me, and I try to be a decent human being. I try to be a good person. I try to be honest, and I try to be fair. And above all, I try to be pleasing to God, but I'm still human. And a problem that I've often had was with forgiveness. Forgiveness is not so that you can let the other person off the hook. It's to free you from whatever action.
Yes.
Deed or words that transpire to harm you, to free yourself. Leave that in the past, keep it moving, and have forgiveness.
Yes. Yes. And you are so right. Oh, you are so right. Forgiveness.
Oh, yeah. I was on 1,000 before y'all got to me, so I had to calm myself down.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, we actually started this show. We started the show with forgiveness, and it's amazing that we're right back here again, because maybe, just maybe, there's someone that you need to forgive so that
uh-huh.
you can move on.
Uh-huh.
And I'm speaking directly to myself when I say this. So there is only one person in my life I need to forgive so I can move on. Whether they ask for forgiveness, I still need to forgive them so that I can move on, so that I can be free.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You have to free yourself from that. It's actually something that holds people down and holds people back. And
absolutely.
You know, I always tell people, I'm a fan of throat punching, and so I've been, since my grandchildren are getting older, I want to be more of a role model than just an adult in their lives. And so I don't want them to know me for fighting. But I always tell people to try Jesus, not me, because they can get these hands. And I need to push that down. That spirit of violence still resides in me. So sometimes I have to forgive a person rather than punch them. So that's my goal for the future, is to not allow my anger to get to the point where I actually have to put my hands on somebody, because I know me, I will. And in the right circumstances, I'll just go, like from 0 to 100. So I have to pray in advance that I get past that, and that that spirit of forgiveness embodies my person, because jail ain't someplace that I need to be.
You know, okay, thank you, Gina, for that.
Because
I taught a 6-year-old today how to put someone to sleep.
See? Oh, my God.
So I probably need to tell them. Okay, all right, thank you, Gina.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All
right.
in the sleeper hold.
I even told him, you know, the right positioning under the neck, between the crease of the, you know, just.
You got to do it just right.
Yeah, because you don't want to kill him. You just want
to go from sleep to death real quick if you do it wrong.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
See,
all right.
I ain't got to worry about that. When you're my height, most people can't reach your neck anyway.
That's what I'm talking about. You're safe.
Well, Dave, you know you can get real creative. You know, your kneecaps are, you know, you can be hit there and be dropped to your knees real quick, and then you'd be my height.
They better leave my kneecaps alone. I got bad knees.
punch or a junk punch. You too tall.
Right.
I'm just saying. We're going to get back in the sanctuary because apparently we done went off
someplace. Yes, we done drifted off.
On behalf of Epiphany Radio, I would like to apologize for all listeners for our vertically challenged people for going on their rant of how they break tall people down in size.
Yes. You know what? But here's the thing. As Christians, we have to recognize our shortcomings.
Absolutely.
These aren't failures. We're imperfect.
Absolutely.
We want to do better in order to get there. You can't just say, oh, I'm going to get past it. No, you're not. It's going to take a lot of prayer and supplication. You can't just blink and stop being angry. You can't blink and stop being violent. But you have to let go.
And Christian people fight. I was at Golden Corral one day on a Sunday after church hours. And, boy, I seen about 50 of us's in there, dressed to the nines. Boy, they was singing hallelujah, you know, kumbaya and all that. And every one of them Negroes got in the parking lot and started fighting like nobody's business. Even Sister Bernice and them, they were swinging purses. Deacon Jones was kicking people off. It was a sight to see. I think after they got done fighting, they said, in the name of Jesus. I think that's what they said. I ain't even sure I wasn't out there, but I think that's what they said.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. If you have the right size Bible, you can actually slay somebody with the word. So I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. Yep. Very true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got to work on it. We got to work on it, y'all.
Got to work on it. Definitely. Jenna Stoll, what piece of poetry would you like to drop on us tonight?
All right, so I got this piece about forgiveness that I wrote back in 2015, so I'm going to key style it for you because I need to put something that just happened in it along with everything that I wrote previously. So I'm going to key style this one.
All right, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I titled it, Forgiveness is Freedom. Today I was on my phone and my mom was on Facebook. She was commenting on something that I'd posted, and so I went to take a look. After I saw it, she asked me what I was doing. I said, not much. She said, I'm going to call you, and I got to send you something, too. So my phone rang, and it was Mommy, and I picked it up immediately, and we started chit-chatting about this, that, and the third. She said, oh, I forgot what I wanted to talk to you about. Here it is, girl. She forwarded me a picture of my cousin Anthony's widow. He hasn't been gone for a year, and she was on a vacation with her new beau. Anger started boiling inside of me, and before you knew it, every word that I knew that I shouldn't be using on a Sunday had been blurted out in one long string. Then I was thinking, you know, the devil's busy. I can't let him use me. So I had to get back to the task at hand and let it go. Because although my cousin is gone and what I think that she's doing right now is wrong, that's not my battle. So I have to forgive her because she may not even know any better. She could be just a terrible human being, and that remains to be seen. But if that's the case, again, that fight's not mine. I have to be selfish when it comes to me. Oftentimes I forgive others even when they're not sorry so that I can be free. Being unforgiving isn't for me, and maybe for some others as well. I prefer to be free and not shackled to the bad feelings that people gave me previously. You can feel better and be a winner if you let these things go. People who are needing forgiveness, it isn't necessarily a bad person or a sinner, just someone that you need to forgive, move on, and not be bitter. I forgive the one who lied to me. The one who took advantage of me when I was at a high level of disability. To the friend who was an enemy secretly. To the relative who told awful stories. The in-law who was a petty thief. And the cheater who was never discreet. I left that painful baggage long ago. I had to remind myself of it this evening before I started to flow. I would be angry all over again and then I'd have to repent. So I decided I'd move on and be gone like the sound of wind chimes outside of my window. It's like the pull back and release of a bow when you're going to fire an arrow. Like rolling a bowling ball with a nice follow through. I'm compassionate and mature enough to believe in loyalty and humility. My forgiveness comes from a selfish place. See, I don't want to block any blessings that God has for me, holding on to that level of negativity. I forgive because that spirit lives inside of me and I recognize it, especially today. Forgiveness is freedom, holding on to the past is captivity. Let go and be released from the bondage like I had to do today. The peace that fills my heart will be always better than me hanging on to anger. Weight's been lifted, and now I feel like I can move forward. The joy that I've had since I learned how to forgive has been heaven-sent. I have to live life in the present. Forgive and leave that mess in the past. Tomorrow will look much better to you like it will to me, and gray skies will again turn blue. Allow the sun to shine inside of you and be free. Live happily because God forgives us daily. He's the Most High. Knowing this makes it easy for this lady. Freedom is the price. Peace is the prize. Forgive while the offenders are alive and know that you're right when you do it because you'll be feeling better. You'll have a weight that's lifted. You'll know it's legit and the happiness receives. It'll be as good as it gets. I'm Gina Stone. Thank you for indulging me. In peace.
Yes, 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 yes. Thank you for indulging us with that peace.
Thank you, poetic.
Forgiveness is essential. When Jesus was on the cross, the thief asked Jesus to remember him when he came to glory and asked for forgiveness. And Jesus, on death, said to God, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Forgiveness is the key. It is the key. And this piece exemplifies that. And I appreciate you so much for this.
I appreciate this platform. I appreciate the post who came on before me that I had the opportunity to hear. Because I was running a little late to church this Sunday, but I always try to make it. It's a necessity. And letting go frees you. And forgiving, even if the person owes you an apology and don't give it, forgive them anyway. Just keep it moving and live your life. That's what God would want you to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mr. Metaphoria.
Like I said, forgiveness is for you. Because, it may be a lot of people that you apologize to for something that they might not forgive you, but that's on them. You can't worry about what everybody else is going through.
That's true.
You got to have forgiveness in your heart for you. And like I said, Van, when Jesus said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do, like, that took a lot. Like, Jesus was Jesus for a reason. If you would have beat me like that and made me carry that heavy cross all that way with thorns
man,
on my head, I'd have been like, hey,
now.
Daddy, get all of them.
Right.
Get all of them. Right.
I ain't
right,
got that in me
right.
yet. Get all of them, Daddy.
Yeah.
Give them sickle cell or something. Because I'd have been like, I ain't there yet. Which
right.
way,
right.
when, you know, when people do a certain amount of wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just toxic in your life, though. You know, you got to forgive them and get rid of them out of your life.
Yes. Yeah.
Because they
yes.
mean you know earth
right.
is good.
And you know, that is true. That's so true, Mr. Metaphoria. Oh, my God, that's so true.
Uh-huh.
People think that because you forgive them that they have an entitlement back into your life. No. I'm forgiving
you. No, don't work that way.
Free.
You will still go away.
Yeah, you still could be going. You ain't got to come back. We don't have to talk every day. We don't have to communicate. I'm good. I'm at peace.
And that's my priceless.
God.
Peace is priceless. I'll
yes,
tell you
sir.
Something. I'll see if you agree with me. Some of the most happy, peaceful people I've found in life are homeless.
Uh-huh.
And I don't feel it has anything to do with lack of responsibility. I just feel that they don't worry. You know, worry is something. Stress will kill you. You know, you can't stress about a lot of stuff. I mean, I seen it on the Hatfields and McCoys, the show. I'll never forget it. He said, my grandpappy told me, there's two things in this life you never worry about. The things you can change and the things that you can't. And that's the truth. I mean, you know, good thing we got a forgiving God, because we're going to mess up. And like I said, if God can forgive us, we should definitely be able to forgive somebody else.
Absolutely.
And from what I read in the Bible, if I had a choice to make my stand in this life, I don't want to be a king. I would rather be a peasant. Because every miracle I've seen worked in the Bible, well, not seen it, but read worked in the Bible, these miracles were shown through what the people that would be called peasants. You know, a lot of kings didn't make what the good book say in Havana somewhere between in the beginning and amen. It says it's easier for an elephant to get through the eye of a needle or a camel or some big animal to get through the eye of a needle than it is a rich man to get in heaven.
Yeah.
It says something like that. I'm paraphrasing, but it's somewhere in between.
Yeah, you're paraphrasing. Yeah, it does.
Yeah, look between Genesis and Revelation. You'll find it in there somewhere. I don't know. It's probably
it's in the New Testament.
I love
that. Yeah.
There you go. You're checking second Filipino. You'll probably find it.
I had to say this out loud because I was very apprehensive to come to church and not know what to expect tonight. But this is real. This was a breath of fresh air in the sanctuary that I come to every week because laughter is good medicine, and we have to sometimes laugh so that we can keep from crying. We have to laugh to keep from being hurt. We have to laugh to cheer ourselves up. We need to laugh. Just honestly, the endorphins that your body releases when you smile, you're happy, and you laugh can reset your whole energy. So this was a necessity for me because, like I said, I was furious, and now I'm not. So, Mr. Metaphoria, I appreciate you being here this Sunday. For real, you just gave me life.
Well, on behalf of myself and Van Meadows, we are totally pleased that we touched at least one person. You know, that's what it is. Whatever you do, you can touch one person. You can't touch everybody, but if you can touch and get one person, it's all been worth it.
Well, my life has been blessed by this experience, and I needed it. And you, if you understand, I failed anger management twice. And so when you know who you are as a person, you can own it. I wasn't trying to run from it or hide from it, but I knew I needed to suppress it. And the best way for me to do it is, I don't want to include everybody on the phone, but yeah, in the presence of like-minded folks, we'll just say that. So
this
has been beautiful. I know David's going to be like, you know what, I ain't one of them Bible-thumping Christians, so I'm just going to leave it at that and know that this was necessary for me if no one else got word, any message or blessing, I did.
She be coming in a Hyundai.
Gotta go.
All right, Jenny, we're going to send you on over to the Praise Lounge. Thank
you. I'm going to go shout. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, Gina Storm on her way to the Praise Lounge. Oh, man. Whew. Next up, y'all. Next up, we got one half host, the other half host of the Love Zone and the host of Express Your Vibe. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Ms. VIP. Hey, Ms. VIP.
Hello. How are you? Hi, Mr. Metaphoria.
Hello, Adrian.
Hey.
Wrong show. Hey, Ms. VIP. How you doing? You know, peace and blessings be unto you. Under the sun and the stars and everything.
Well, thank you. I'm here. I'm trying to be here. There you go.
Hey, you are here with us, and we just want to let you know you are well equipped with blessings that have been bestowed upon you from the heavens above as well. We appreciate all of your blessings and how you carry yourself so well. Yes, yes.
Mm. Well, thank you.
Not enough both sides.
It's so good to hear you. How you doing?
I'm tired, but I'm okay. I'm okay.
All right, now, what inspiring word would you have for the people tonight? The poets, the callers, the listeners, or maybe even yourself.
I think my thing is, or to anyone else, is hang on in there. Because you're going to go through some stuff, and you're going to need your friends and family to lean on, other than leaning on the Lord, but to hang in there. And I'm preaching to the choir. So I have to keep that in my mind, too.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
VIP, I want to tell you. My bad, man. I didn't mean to overtalk, but VIP, I just want to tell you.
Brother.
It's another part in the good book that assures us of comfort. It says, you know, good Lord above won't put more on us than we can bear. So when your load seems very heavy, just understand that your shoulders were meant to carry it. And that's why you're in the position that you're in any situation. So even when you're tired, even when it seems like, you know, why me? Whenever you question yourself, why me? Just understand that the answer to why me is because no one else could do it.
All right. Yeah. I hear you.
That's what I'm talking about. But you gotta hang on in there.
Yeah.
Got to hang on in there.
I was about to say something funny, but I can't see it right here. Oh, Lord, help. My goodness. I tell you what. And everything was going good. This devil just jumped right in there. Tried to get you.
He tried his best. Oh, my.
No. But Ms. VIP, what piece would you like to share with us tonight?
This piece, I think I'm going to title The Plan. Maybe that's it. I don't know.
All right. Mike is yours.
Okay. Thanks. Lord, what is your plan? Because my father, this man, has gone through so much. Many health issues he has beat, but it's becoming rough. He needs your touch to calm his anxieties, to help his cognizance. Yet to you and my mother, he gives his allegiance. He fights so hard to stay alive. My mother says she sleeps peacefully, and what she finds in the morning, God allows. I just do what I can and pray. He said he didn't want to be a burden, and I told him he's loved and will never be one. But, Lord, I was hoping for a sign like you gave me for my grandfather. Yet this man still stands, and with my mom I'll support until his life you abort. He is a true king to my mom and I, everything. But I trust you, Lord. I just wanted to know the plan. Yet I know your ways and thoughts aren't mine. So please ease my head. Help me to lean more on you instead. I'm tired, Father. Help me to see this thing through. I can't get through this without you. I'm in so much physical pain, yet I go on in spite of. I'm yet holding on to your unchanging hand. And I'll have a testimony, because what's important right now is that your love. And that's that piece.
Mr. Metaphoria, what do you think about that piece?
Very heartfelt. And you know, I know where you were coming from with it. And I must say that the end never comes until it comes. You know, sometimes we can look at something and be like, yeah, I can see something coming. That's not always the case. And it's all God's will. Like, big kudos to your mother. Like you said, she sleeps peacefully, and, you know, whatever the morning news is, it'll be the morning news. But she worries not, because she's holding on to not her own understanding, but to God's will. And we just need you to do the same, you know. But cherish these moments up until. You know, because like you said, sometimes there'll be forgetful moments, but there'll be memorable moments as well. You know, there'll be some stuff that, you know, the time where you're like, I'm kind of lost on what's going on here. You know, there's nothing wrong with being lost sometimes when it's God's plan, because that's something we don't know what his plan is until it happens. So we just we have to cherish the part that we have and the time we have, because we're all just passing through. You know, we have been brought here as vessels to continue life, but we're just passing through and trying to make it through that gate. You know, it's we're supposed to weep when people are born and rejoice when they pass on. But, you know, hey, we never know the moment, nor the hour, nor the second. So
that's
for
right.
each second up into it, just enjoy them. You know, smile.
Right.
And you got a beautiful smile. It better not be another daggone person to tell you any different. So just smile and enjoy all the time you have. You know, and be sure to take care of yourself at the same time.
That's
a definite right there. I'm going to stop because I'm going to get hyped. And you know, when I get hyped, them colorful words slip out. But I'm just saying, you keep smiling. Know that everything that happens is a part of God's plan. You know, no matter what happens in your life, no matter what's happened before, or no matter what will happen tomorrow and the next hour or whatever, everything that happens is to sharpen you for the remainder of your time. So just, you know, accept it even when it hurts. We still got to accept it, ask for peace and understanding, and enjoy your life and enjoy your time you have with everybody that's around you.
Indeed. Indeed.
That's right.
What a prolific piece. You know, it's amazing at how God will reveal his plan to us sometimes, and we still won't follow it. We'll do what we want to do, and God will allow us to do what we want to do until we become frustrated and it's not working. And then he'll say to you, are you ready to do it my way now? So this is an important piece, and it's very good that you share this with us tonight. And Dave, I agree with what you said too. The plan of God is so simple. It's so simple. God's plan for you is merely to, one, praise and worship him. Two, help others come to the knowledge of him. Three, use the gifts that he's given you to praise and worship him and to help others come to the knowledge of him. Three things. And Satan, all
right.
he does is frustrate
to go out into the land and spread the gospel.
That's it. Just frustrates us in that experience because he wants to make sure that we don't do what God asks of us. Simple. The plan for you is simple. How you do it is do it, God. But VIP, I love that. Thank you for that. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Now, before we send you over to the Praise Lounge, what do you have going on in Epiphany Radio?
Well, Wednesday, me and my Diva are in the Love Zone and 9 o'clock, and the topic is yet to be announced, but it's going to be a good one. I feel it in my bones. And on Friday, we have Express Your Vibe with myself and my female co-host, Poetic. So join us. Mm-hmm. It's a fun time.
Absolutely.
It's a good time.
Absolutely. All right. Now, we're going to get you on over to the Praise Lounge so that you can, you know, mingle with everybody and keep sharing that encouragement. All right?
All right. God bless you both.
God bless you, too. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Ms. VIP. Catch her Wednesday nights and every other Friday. Speaking of which, let me give you the Epiphany lineup. Join us tomorrow night for the Soul Cafe with your host, For Real, the Poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox, the CEO himself, La Perla Negra, Essentially Janice, hosting and running the event page, and yours truly, Poetic, as we honor the CEO himself with his poetry. Oh, I can't wait. Tuesday night is going to be Fly Speak with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night, the Love Zone is VIP and La Perla Negra. Thursday night, y'all, the Get Down with J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all, is Express Your Vibe with the Miss VIP, who just got off the mic, and yours truly, Poetic. Saturday night will be the Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. Topic will be forthcoming. Sunday night, next Sunday, we'll be right back here for the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Man, what a show, Dave. What a show. What a show. Do you have any last
I'm
going
to have to say you have what a week. Every show you mention, you on there.
Yeah.
I would be so disgusted
part.
With poetry, I'd be like, I'm tired.
Nah.
But it had been a fun show.
All.
I enjoyed myself tonight. I didn't cuss. So that is a plus. I know some of y'all out there disappointed. Y'all like, y'all, somebody probably lost a bet that I didn't cuss. This is the third time in a row that I've hosted that I didn't cuss. I'm proud of myself. But when I come through tomorrow night on the Neo Soul Cafe, I'm going to cuss a lot. I got to make up for what I didn't say tonight. So y'all just be ready to hear some colorful words and commentary while I'm there, because I feel like I'm starting to break into highs because I haven't said my normal words. But tomorrow I would definitely make up for it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And knowing him like I know him, ladies and gentlemen, I am sure he will. Before we close out in prayer, I want to give a thank you to Mr. Metaphoria for being with me tonight, hosting this dynamic show in Paul's absence. Paul will be back next week. Can't wait. But Mr. Metaphoria, kudos to you, man. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule to hang out with a brother and inspire and encourage the people, man. I appreciate you.
Never a problem.
Appreciate you, brother. To the poets, the callers, the listeners, the hosts, we thank you. Epiphany Radio thanks you. Without you guys, there would be no Epiphany Radio. This is your platform. We're here to facilitate and guide you in inspiration. At least tonight. Now, tomorrow night, y'all, the shenanigans begin. But we want to thank you. Let's go ahead and let's go to the throne. Let's pray us out. Father God, thank you. Thank you for allowing us to do this. Thank you for allowing us to be here. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for the little things that we don't give thanks for often, like the air that we breathe, the food that we eat, the use of our limbs, the way the blood flows through our body, our vision, Lord God, our ability to hear, our five senses, Lord God. Father God, you've given us so much that we can be thankful for, and we don't ever want to take it for granted for the things that you have bestowed upon us. Father God, we desire to do your will. We desire to please you, not ourselves, but to please you. So, Father God, we ask for forgiveness for any sins that we've caused or that you were displeased with. And, Father God, we humbly ask and we will continue to ask for your grace and mercy upon our lives for as long as we're here so that we can continue to do your will until you call us home to glory. So, Father God, we love you. We praise you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Van, before we go, I thought you had said it for a metaphor. Do you want to pray us out? I'll just say, yep. Jesus will.
Oh, yeah. Amen. Absolutely.
And that's what we was just about to. Yep.
Wait. That was
what I had.
Your prayer? That was
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a second prayer.
That got me out of Sunday school.
We're
going to
have
Sunday.
A second prayer by Mr. Metaphoria. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead. Pray us out.
Jesus wept. He ain't had no jelly for his biscuit. Good night, y'all. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. One love, one mic, y'all. Good night. We'll see y'all tomorrow.